We're back with KSL at Night co-host Taylor Morgan. You hosted a caucus last night, didn't you?
I did, Jeff. Yeah, I am vice chair of a precinct in Draper, and I co-hosted our precinct caucus meeting last night. Fortunately, our meeting went fairly smoothly, but that was not the case for most of the precinct meetings last night.
Yeah, we're seeing the turnout numbers. They're finally reported. Turnout was about 8.5%. Robert Axon says the turnout was great. Is 8.5% good?
No, absolutely not. It's not good. It is absolutely not great, Jeff. By comparison, in 2020, in the state-administered Utah Republican Party primary election, of a non-competitive election between Donald Trump and Bill Weld, 344,000 Utah Republicans cast a ballot in that election. More than three times as many Republicans participated in that presidential primary than participated yesterday. 8% of Republicans statewide participating in your presidential primary vote on Super Tuesday is a very, very poor turnout, Jeff. There's no spinning that number.
So one of the problems that added insult to injury was the issue of getting people inside the door. Have they figured out what went wrong, and are they apologizing for it?
Well, you'll have to talk to Robert Axon and the state party about that. My understanding of what happened is the party relied on a new website for pre-registration and for validation of credentials in order to submit a presidential preference vote. That website crashed right away. It was not pulling up voters' information. Even voters who had pre-registered could not be found using the party's website, and they were coming up as being not eligible to participate. So I'm not sure exactly what the technical issue was there, Jeff, but suffice it to say, this wasn't a high turnout number. This should not have caused kinds of problems either way.
Taylor Morgan from KSL at Night, thanks for joining us, providing a little bit of insight into what happened last night. We heard that most of the problems were at high schools. Anecdotally, we're hearing that because there were just too many people using phones for their Wi-Fi systems.